So we've achieved our 15% biomass copper. We next feed it into the roasting process, which takes the material that's present in the mineral form here, converts it into a compound, an iron oxide. That iron oxide and copper sulfide is then focused in on the copper component, where the copper sulfide is transformed into copper. So the oxidation state over here is hard to determine, but here you can quite clearly see it's 2+. At this point here, the 2+ drops back to 0, so it's a reduction process in the step going on from here to here. The little triangle indicates heat, so this is a roasting process, so it's pyrometallurgy, same frame as we had for the iron. In the case of the iron, it was the carbon monoxide that was doing the reduction. In this case here, if we look what's happening, the sulfur is present as 2-, in this case here. What oxidation state is sulfur present in SO2? Yeah, +4. So that's what's happened. We've gone from -2 to +4. So we've lost 6 electrons. So those 6 electrons have then been used to transform the copper 2+ into copper. So anytime you're talking about the pyrometallurgy, you've got to remember to tell me which particular thing is bringing about the reduction of the metal. Now, it's called a roasting process because it involves heating with the gas in a furnace to transform the ore into a compound. Throughout the section here on metallurgy, you might be inclined to think, well, this will come up in the final exam in the metallurgy question, or I'll just rev it up before then. I've got lots of multi-choice questions on all of this stuff, okay? So even for the coming test, I wouldn't be ignoring the metallurgy section, okay, because I have got plenty of things like which thing is roasting, and I go through a whole pile of things. Now, subsequent to the copper metal, we have to have a process of cleaning this up. This is really quite crude copper coming out of the initial roasting process. So it's an electrochemical purification. In the electrolysis, you saw that the function of the anode and the cathode were quite clear. At the anode, then, we're carrying out an oxidation. At the cathode, we're carrying out a reduction. So if we're carrying out an oxidation, this is taking our crude material here and putting it into an aqueous form. If we then take that aqueous form and reduce it, we obtain pure copper. So that's the essence of the electrochemical purification of copper. When we carry out this initial oxidation, this will oxidize copper to copper 2+ at the voltage that we pick. But it won't do anything to the nickel and the iron. And over here, this process of reduction here, we make sure that if there is any nickel and iron present in these oxidation states, then we make sure that the voltage doesn't transform them into elemental nickel and iron. So judicious use of the voltages in the electrochemical purification mean that we leave behind the precious metal impurities. Now, copper is sitting above silver and gold in the periodic table, and they're always associated together in nature. So there's sufficient precious metals in the anodic mud sitting underneath the bottom of this cell here to pay for all of the electricity that's used in the process. So it's really quite a cost.